I wanted to illustrate this point because this is the undeniable fact. And I tried to touch on it before about how when you ban guns, the murder rate goes up, but it's actually much deeper than that. And you can have a look at a number of different examples. Earliest example that I can really think of off the top of my head that I don't even know anything about is England, under Edward the Longshanks, banned swords and crossbows and bows of really any kind for the Scots. And this is the reason why the revolution was fought with William Wallace. So banning weapons foments revolutions. And also banning weapons means that you are attacking and enslaving and trying to prevent a population from being able to fight back against their oppression. Then even in Turkey, they banned guns for Armenians and said, hand in your guns and you will be set free and we won't oppress you anymore. And then they handed them their guns and then they took their guns off them and then shot them in the head. They then weren't being trusting enough to come in personally and hand in the guns. So they said to the wives of these men who were fighters, hand in your husband's guns and we'll give you food for your family. So the wife would bring the guns and their children to hand in the guns and then take the food back. They would take the guns and then shoot them in the head. They killed 1.1 million Armenians.
Yeah, I mean,
Stalin banned guns in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Then he confiscated all of their food stocks, all of their grains. This is on the wealthiest, most fertile land ever. And 7 million plus people starved to death inside of a year, much larger than the Holocaust. And it was said at that time that the most terrifying thing to behold in the Ukraine was somebody who had flesh on their bones, because
right.
You knew that they were eating human flesh.
Wow.
And the Indians, under the British rule, had weapons banned, and when assault tax was introduced, this is what Gandhi actually really used as an instigation for the revolution. People had nothing to fight back against. In South Africa, it was illegal for the blacks to own guns, and they were always getting beaten up and shot in the back running away by the police and military. In Nazi Germany, the last people to be legislated against to lose their rights were gun owners. As soon as the gun owners turned in their guns, that's when the Holocaust began. And it is the exact same story every single time. Anytime anybody tries to ban weapons in any way, that population gets subsequently enslaved and or exterminated. It's inescapable, unarguable, unavoidable. They don't want people to know this.
So then here's
highly
the question.
Recommend people watch that documentary. It's on YouTube, Innocence Betrayed. It's real eye-opener.
So here's the question then. They passed these procedures, and the real question then becomes, when will it be our turn?
I think it's your turn now. Obama's signing it by executive order. People are buying up guns like there's no tomorrow, so I hear. I think it's coming right now.
When is it set to go into effect?
Does it matter? The fact is they're doing it, and it's happening right now. What I dislike about people when they ask the when is this going to happen is that it's often because they're waiting to act, whereas the time to act is now.
Yesterday would have been better.
Yes, completely right.